Now to Watertown, Massachusetts, where an impromptu command center has sprung up near a shopping mall. NPR's David Shaper is there, and he joins us now. And David, what are you hearing there about the current state of the search?
Well, the search continues. They still have not apprehended the suspect, obviously. And he could be on the loose still, and the search is getting pretty intense. It's a slow, methodical, thorough, careful search. SWAT teams are rolling through the town in armored vehicles. And there's a door-to-door search being conducted by teams of officers in armor with their weapons drawn. They have canines searching, not just for Sarnia, but also for possible signs of explosives. And with the broadening of the search area, as Dina just mentioned, and the possibility that he may have a vehicle, there's a lot of folks here who are on edge.
Well, with Watertown and much of Boston locked down, what's the message from authorities there to the general public?
First and foremost, they want people to remain in their homes and not go out, and they want folks to just stay home. They say that this sort of a lockdown will continue. They want people to remain in place, although they did make sure that people got the message if they had gone into work today that they can and should go home. They're also, continuing the search. They figure they've covered about 60 to 70% of the neighborhood. That was as of about maybe 1 o'clock this afternoon, that the neighborhood where they think that he last was seen. And they are continuing to go about it, throwing every resource, as Governor Deval Patrick said earlier, every resource they have available to trying to find it.
Speaking of the governor, is he or the police or the FBI, is someone expected to brief again to tell us more about what's going on today soon?
Actually, we do have another briefing set up for 5:30 Eastern time. Could be happening in a matter of 10, 15 minutes or so, though. They've had several false alarms all throughout this day where they've said that they're going to have a briefing and then have pushed it back and pushed it back and pushed it back. Earlier today, the state police said that they had some new developments that they were getting ready to brief the public on. But then those never materialized either. We don't know if that was a big development in the investigation and the search or maybe telling folks that they needed to remain indoors longer.
David, there's just one thing about this that I don't quite understand. If the suspect supposedly drove away in the vehicle that they had stolen, do police say whether they have located that vehicle or not?
They've been very fuzzy on actual vehicle, which vehicle. There's been two or three different vehicles described at times. Most recently, a third vehicle has just kind of surfaced, and it's very unclear if they even think he did leave the area in any vehicle at all.
Okay. That's NPR's David Shaper speaking to us from the command center in Watertown, Massachusetts.